arm's length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, we're going to start out the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report heard on all of these Genesis radio stations with Eric Coffin from Vancouver, British Columbia. Eric, you're on, buddy.
Thank you, Al. Pretty simple, straightforward topic, although it's an interesting one because area plays are one of those phrases that get used a lot in the junior resource business. And much like the phrase world class, the number of occurrences of the phrase are actually much more common than the activity that's described by them. There really aren't as many world-class deposits as most people on most junior stock exchanges would like you to believe, and there really aren't as many area plays. There have been commodity plays in the past, decade or so, two or three of them. Rare earths is a commodity play. Uranium was a commodity play. You have other area plays that got some momentum, but they never seem to quite really get the legs and really hold together for a long period of time. In some cases, like Ecuador, it was political reasons. For whatever reason, it's just not getting that critical mass. Yukon's really the first one that Dave and I view as being a true geographic area play, probably really since Voisey's Bay and Lac de Gras in the last decade, which are both huge, huge area plays. And we think the Yukon, you know, it's not even there yet. We think it could actually get to be that kind of scale with the number of companies and the number of amount of money in companies that are entering the area now. One thing that I just want to touch on briefly, Dave dealt with most of the market stuff, but I do find this very interesting. I had several questions from people during the coffee break they were basically checking with me to confirm that I haven't, in fact, decided the world's coming to an end between yesterday and today, which I haven't. I am apparently one of the more optimistic guys around. The reason for that, quite simply, on a market level, why I'm a little bit more comfortable is part of what gives me comfort is the fact that everybody else is so uncomfortable. I mean, the fact that everybody seems to think the world is coming to an end gives me a great deal of comfort. Because in my experience in the market, people usually talk their book. When 95% of the people tell you the market's going to drop, it's almost certainly going the other way. And this is a very interesting chart. And I just threw a chart here, and this is more or less the bottom this summer of the venture. This is the venture. This is the TSX. This is the S&P. It's pretty obvious which one's been doing the outperforming. The gold price is obviously a big reason for that. Coming out of the summer doldrums is a reason for that. But the Yukon is also a large reason why the venture's been outperforming the other two. What is an area play? Because this is really what I want to talk about in this little brief presentation is why are we calling this an area play? What defines an area play? Very important, new discovery. New is very important. To really draw in a lot of interest and excitement, it's got to be something new. Going back to drill something 12 other guys have drilled is rarely if ever going to generate an area play. New and growing discoveries, and again, this is what's happening in the Yukon, new types of discoveries. That's important for a couple of reasons. One, again, it's just a newness factor, but another reason is when you apply new discovery types to a piece of geography, what that almost invariably means is that the geos can go into that area and say, okay, these type of structures, this age of rock, this rock type, these things are all influencing it. Let's sit this stuff on a map and see how much geography we've got that we can deal with. These new discoveries, new discovery types give you a lot more real estate for these guys to work with that they can at least argue is perspective. It isn't perspective really until they hit something, but at least, you know, they've got the basis there for being able to make the argument. It's important that the play is led by juniors. Again, you know, I don't want to disparage the majors. They make lots of big discoveries, but, you know, if you're a Barrick or a Newmont and you're drilling something that's 2 or 3 million ounces, it's a blip. I mean, you're going to make some comments in your quarterlies, and that's probably the beginning and the end of it. A junior, and we must all remember this is a negative cash flow business, by definition, they're going to be spending their time talking to as many people as they can, getting as much interest as they can, and you need that. You need it to be juniors leading the play in order for it to become a true area play because they're consistently reporting and constantly reporting. In this case, there happen to be what Dave and I consider three companies that are play leaders with different types of plays that thankfully all happen to be followed by our newsletter. What an incredible coincidence that is. It's important that it's in a known and trusted jurisdiction. I mean, I made a short comment there about Ecuador, and really the reason why that probably could have and maybe should have become a bigger area play, but the problem was politics, pure and simple, really. The government shut the thing down. The Yukon's a very pro-mining jurisdiction. A large number of the people in the Yukon have some relationship to the industry, either directly as prospectors or they work for these companies. They like to see the mining companies up there. They like to see the money get spent. It allows access to staking. Anybody who wants to pretty much can go up there, get an account, go out and start staking, and a large number of companies can participate. One thing that's important that makes this work in this place is that it's not a paper staking jurisdiction. The Yukon is a place where you actually have to go out and pound the posts into the ground, which means you can't have some guy come in with a big bank account and just blanket stake the whole place. You have to physically stake these claims. And there's enough early stage success, which of course we're seeing from a bunch of other companies, that allows other companies to also convince their shareholders and potential shareholders that it's a real play. That draws in more money, that draws in more companies, and it snowballs. That's how these things work. New discovery type, very, very briefly. I'm the stock guy, Dave's the rock guy. I'll probably just make an idiot of myself here, but anyway. Essentially three types of discovery, and I mean geological types. There's white gold. White gold is epithermal or transitional style. You've seen lots of these sorts of things, different but similar descriptions in places like Mexico, Central America. It's a well-understood deposit model. People know how to target it. They know what to look for when they're looking for the smoke so they can try to find the fire. Rao has some of this as well, but the Tiger's probably epithermal. Osiris and some of the new ones appear to be sediment-hosted. That's the Carlin model in Nevada. People love that, of course, because that's a model that's generated some extremely large deposits. That's part of the reason why they got so much mileage out of their recent news. The third one is 3Ace, nowhere near the other two. Again, it's different than what we've normally seen, and remember, Dave does have experience in the area. Vein occurrences, as far as we can tell so far, it's very early days, but very, very high grade. You don't generally see really, really high grades like this. This is the kind of stuff you see pop up in places like Red Lake and that occasionally, but not so much in the Yukon before now. So all three of these are sort of different and new targets for this area, which opens up a whole lot of real estate. This shaded area that you see here, this is what's called the Tintina Gold Belt. Runs all the way through the Yukon. It may well go into British Columbia. It probably does, parts of it, all the way through Alaska, through the western side of Alaska. These little mine signs, as you see, not surprisingly, are mines. This is a USGS map. That's why a lot of it's on their side of the border. These circles here you see, those are actually placer camps. And again, this is important because the placer is one of the guideposts that brings people into different areas to say, that's a spot I should look in. These guys are getting gold out of the gravel. Where did it come from? And believe me, it's not like nobody thought of this before. Lots of guys have spent lots of time over the years trying to find the source of this or that or the other famous gold camp. But this is the first time where you've seen success in two or three different areas, and the targeting methods those guys are using are getting glommed onto by a whole bunch of companies, and a whole bunch of money is going to get thrown at this area in the next little while. Lots of new best friends. I think the guys that will be following me from Cameron, I can tell you that they have plenty of new friends, not just in the case of shareholders, but also in the case of people surrounding them. To give you a bit of an idea here, this is a fairly recent, but not that recent, claim map from the Yukon. This is a white gold area here. These are basically map sheet blocks. These light blue blocks are about, at this latitude, they're probably, I don't know, 35 by 35 kilometers. Remember what I said, every single one of these, and what you're seeing is blocks of claims, individual ones. There's thousands and thousands of them here. This year, up to the end of June, 25,600 new claims staked in the Yukon Territory. That's three times as many as last year, which was when this play had already started. It's about five or six times as many as it was the year before. And this is to the end of June. And remember, for a claim to get recorded, it's very common in area plays for guys to be staking the same area. There's all kinds of stuff on top of each other. The recorder has to sift through all that stuff, and their count of claims is what they've sifted through and agreed to and approved and said, yes, you're the guy that staked that first. That's 25,000. God only knows what the actual number was. Three large-scale discoveries. That's what's driving this whole thing. They're new. They're high-grade. They're exciting results. Huge volume of exploration results coming for the next two or three months. Because it's so busy up there, four labs have opened, prep labs in Whitehorse, and even so, the lab backups are getting longer and longer. That kind of stinks for the companies, but it's actually good for you and me, because that basically stretches out the news flow and stretches out the expiration season, at least as far as the market's concerned. I expect to see drill results right into December this year.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest-selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
This guy is the most difficult guy in the world to work with. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. I don't know anything about him. I'm just going to say one thing. We did a video with Lawrence a couple months ago, and to show you how unpopular this guy is and how much people do not respect or listen to what he has to say, we've only had 27,000 people, roughly, watch that video. You're on, buddy.
Thank you all.
Okay. I want to spend as much time as I can in this session giving it over to you folks for question and answer. Subscribers to my newsletter will have heard my rant so many times that, you know, you don't want to hear it again. But I think there's just a few key points that I really want to emphasize. So I'm just going to go through a bit of a kind of prepared presentation here for a couple of minutes, and then I'm going to turn it over for questions. The first thing I want to comment on is the economy. And you know, the media here, United States, Europe, are totally obsessed with the economy. And they seem to think that the economy means the U.S. economy, and the U.S. economy is the same as the world economy. And when most of these guys were doing their undergraduate degrees at university, that was the case. It is not the case today. It's a totally different world now than it was when most of the professional economists were doing their training. And therefore, I really, really urge you to look beyond the headlines that talk about the economy and to look at a bigger picture and to look at the global picture. There's a big disconnect between the U.S. economy, which is still muddling along, has very serious difficulties. Western Europe, some of the countries there also have very serious difficulties. They're going to muddle along for years. So if your investment plan depends on companies that are selling to the American consumers, you might not have a great retirement. But if you look beyond that, if you look at, in particular, the resource industry, which is driven by the world situation, which is very disconnected now from what's happening in the United States, it's a very different story. And I'm going to talk about resources, and I'm going to explain to you why what's happening in the United States and Europe is totally irrelevant to the outlook for resources. Now, most of you obviously are aware of this, or you wouldn't be here to hear companies talking about resource stocks. But the rest of the world still hasn't got it. Most investors still look at the metals markets as being not interesting because we're about to have a double dip in the recession, and if we're in a recession, nobody needs metals, and why would you buy a company that's involved in the metals industry? Well, let me show you the copper price. Here we are, just barely coming out of a recession in the Western world, and the copper price is already close to its all-time record high. Can't get a better confirmation of the fact that the metal markets are not dependent on what happens in the United States and Western Europe. The rest of the world is having a huge impact, and in fact, it's very, very important to understand that developing economies like China, India, Latin America, Africa, those developing economies use much more metal per unit of economic activity than does a mature economy. The United States, all its infrastructure is pretty much in place. It doesn't take a whole lot of copper to drive the trading of, you know, flaky mortgages that drives the American economy. But in China, where they're building ports and rails and whole cities, they're using a lot of metal. So the economic activity that's going on in the rest of the world is the driving force in the metal markets. We've all heard about China. India is growing very strongly as well. The rest of Asia is also growing. Latin America is growing at more than 5% a year right now and forecast to continue or accelerate. Even Africa, in spite of itself, is starting to show some strong economic growth and recovery and development, and there's an emergence of a middle class in parts of Africa. So, but China, of course, is the biggest driving force in the metal markets. And this chart, it's a year out of date. I think last 2009 figures would be even higher than this, but it shows that more than half of the iron ore in the world and a third of the other metals are being consumed in China. That's the story in the metal markets. China as one indicator, but the other developing economies also having a huge impact. Now, coming back to the popular media and the headlines and the public perception of what's going on in the world, headlines recently have talked about a slowdown of the Chinese economy. Hello, the Chinese economy slowed down from growing at 11% to growing at only 10%. It's already the second largest economy in the world. China has now surpassed Japan to become the world's second largest economy. It's still growing at 10% a year. So that's really what's happening in the metal markets now. So if we take a step back again, take a bigger picture, look at copper, and I'm not promoting copper here. I'm just using copper as an example because it's the biggest of the base metals. But a similar story applies to the other metals. You see, growth in demand for copper has been 2 or 3% a year. And over the last few years, that pace has actually accelerated, reflecting, you know, the growth of the emerging world. Even if there was no demand, no growth in demand for metals, there is still need to replace existing mines. If you think about it, a typical mine has a life of about 20 years. That means that every decade, 50% of all the mines in the world need to be replaced just to maintain production. And then you add this growth on top of it, and we're looking at enormous need for new metal production capacity. And taking it one step further, we go back to, let's say, the 80s, when demand was 9 million tons a year, and it grew at 3%. Look at it now when it's 18 million tons a year and growing at 3%. That's an enormous amount of new capacity. Just that 3% growth represents £1 billion a year of new production capacity just for copper. Look at lead and zinc and tin and moly and all the other metals all facing a similar situation. So I guess the point here is, even though the economies in the West are slow, there's still a phenomenal investment opportunity in looking at the mining industry, and in particular, looking at the supply side of the story. You know, I have no idea if the copper price is going to go higher or not. I think it will, but I would never gamble on a higher copper price or a higher lead price or even a higher gold price. But I will put 100% of my investment portfolio into the bet that the mining industry needs new mines. So these little companies that have these deposits are the future of the mining industry.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter
ISAFEbags.com. ISAFEbags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at ISAFEbags.com.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution, How to Argue with a Liberal about Constitutional Issues and Win Every Time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes 6 CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Better balance of risk and potential reward comes in investing in the companies that have a discovery in hand and they're advancing that deposit through toward production. You can still get a 10-for-1 gain after the discovery on the way to production. I'm just going to touch very briefly on why that happens. If we look at a gold, and I'm just using gold as an example, it applies to all the metals here, but a gold deposit at the earliest stage of definition, what we call an inferred resource, the company is typically valued somewhere in the order of $10 to $20 per ounce of gold in the ground. With more drilling and a higher confidence level, the resource gets upgraded to measured and indicated. At that point, the valuation can be $100 per ounce for those same ounces. When that small company gets into production, the valuation can be $200 an ounce or even more. And even there, there's still upside potential because those same ounces in the hands of a major producer, Barrick or Newmont, for example, those same ounces are worth $300 an ounce. These are approximate figures and there's a range there, but just to give a sense. So what I'm saying is, even after a discovery, even after they've already outlined a deposit, you still have potential for a tenfold or better return. And that's where we're focusing here. Now, investors in North America are scared silly about the double dip and going back in a recession, all the rest of it. It's a totally different story in Asia. I was just in Asia last week. It was the third time over there this year. All you have to do in China is just look around you to understand the metals market. And that's what investors over there are doing. And that's what the Chinese mining industry is doing. The Chinese mining companies are now all over the world buying up resources. They're buying these little companies that investors in North America don't want anything to do with and are trading for pennies a share. The Chinese mining companies are stepping in and buying them to secure long-term supplies. Today, Continental Minerals announced that they're in discussion. They have a copper gold deposit in Tibet, and I'm betting that it's a Chinese company that's buying that one. A couple of weeks ago, a company from Kazakhstan, of all places, entered into an agreement where they've committed to spend $750 million to earn a half interest in a modest copper deposit in Congo. And a great long list, which goes on and on and on, of these little companies. And we're starting to see investor reaction in the base metal companies now. Copper Fox, for example, a company that we followed in the newsletter, is up fivefold in less than 6 months because it's being discovered by investors. But there's still a lot of other companies that have good deposits, good management, good future, that have not yet been discovered and offer outstanding potential. Now, I don't want to give the impression here that I'm all about base metals, because I cover precious metals, base metals, and uranium and specialty metals. But I think I'm emphasizing base metals here because I think they're the most misunderstood of all the metals. You know, gold, record territory. Everybody in this room, I'm sure, has at least a half dozen companies that are involved in the gold space. It's a little unfortunate in a way, but when the gold bullion price is in record territory, gold is front and center in terms of the popular media. And that's when a lot of investors get involved in gold bullion and in gold companies. Some of the companies in the gold space have had big runs. They followed the gold price up. You've got to be a little selective now, a little more cautious in your valuations. But there's still a lot of other companies that haven't yet been discovered by investors. There's still outstanding valuations to be found in the gold sector, but you need to be just a little more selective. So what's going to happen to gold in the long term? Is it going to go higher? You know, a lot of people invest in gold with this expectation that gold next week is going to be $2,000 and the week after is going to be $4,000. And, you know, the expectations get unrealistic. And then those expectations are not met. And if you look at the gold price going back a decade, you can see it spikes up, it pulls back. It spikes up, it pulls back. Along the way, it's up fourfold in a decade, which is a nice gain. But I don't see any particular reason to expect it's going to suddenly break out of that decade-long pattern and go a lot higher. I think over time, if you're patient and if you can anticipate and deal with these ups and downs, there's a lot of money to be made in the gold market. But just don't go in thinking that next week we're going to see $2,000 an ounce gold. And coming back to what I was saying about the companies, if you look at the companies that have gold deposits and those companies are advancing their gold deposits through that development cycle, you're really then buying a company and a management team and a business plan, and you get the benefits of gold ownership as a bonus. Now, just touch very briefly on the specialty metals. You know, there's a lot of media coverage of rare earth elements and lithium and a whole range of other obscure metals that are used in various high-tech applications. And the fundamental story for many of those metals is really, really exciting. There's huge demand for these metals. There's going to be an enormous increase in the market size for these metals. But I would urge you to be cautious, because there's a lot of companies that have suddenly become experts in finding lithium or in finding rare earth elements or in finding whatever the flavor of the month is, and only a small number of those companies ultimately will be successful. So don't get caught up in the hype just because a company has lithium in its name, for example, that it's necessarily a good buy. I'm not saying, you know, stay away from the sector, but I'm just saying just be cautious about the hype that goes along with some of these specialty metals. Also, I want to talk about silver. You know, the gold price is up. Silver price, you know, generally follows the gold price. So far, we haven't seen a lot of action in the silver market, and there's a lot of good value to be had in the silver companies. and most of those have not yet been recognized. Uranium. Uranium is the only metal of any consequence that hasn't recovered from the global financial crisis. The fundamentals for uranium longer term are very strong. I think we're going to see some action in the uranium market in the not too distant future. And as the uranium spot price starts to show some action, I think investors are going to come back into the uranium companies. So that's really, you know, my kind of overview comments. There's a lot of material. You know, I don't want to get into a lot of detail here because some of you are very familiar with it anyway. And for those that are not, we've got some articles on the website, and there's videos and other, you know, various presentations that can give you more background about how we see the world at resource opportunities and the kind of companies and the way we pick our companies. But I just wanted to really emphasize that this is a great time to be coming into the junior sector. We've had a quiet period over the summer. Companies have been out there generating a lot of news. They're getting great results. The results are starting to come to market. Investors are back from holidays, and it's been really exciting over the last couple of weeks in the markets. I think that's just the beginning of what's going to be, you know, a very exciting period going into the fall. So, good time to be getting into the market. Be selective. You know, watch what you're doing. Understand the risk profile of your companies. Diversify, and this is a good time to be getting into the market.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1 year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to magicyellowflyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder seeds and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hemp.
hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Okay, going to wrap up the show with a presentation from one of the companies that was there, Mike McGinnis, president of South American Silver.
The focus in Burkina has really picked up in the last 2 years. We've been there 8, and we're really thrilled with the amount of the work and discovery that have been made in that time. Our main project is what we call Karma. It is a little village in the area, but also has obvious meaning to North Americans. We have a 43-101 resource, about a year and a bit old now, of 820,000 ounces in the indicated category and 320,000 in the inferred. I hope I leave you with the point that these have grown in the interim, and we'll see by the end of the year how much. We're drilling. We have been drilling a lot. We're putting news out to almost a weekly basis right now on about 20,000 meters that we drilled sort of April through August. We certainly have not run out of mineralization in the three deposits that make up the Karma Project. And we have a very significant potential, I think, for low-cost, open-pit types of gold production in oxidized terrain. The other thing we'll dwell on a little bit, which got some attention early in the year and still does, is a exciting new artisanal discovery made on our Karma project by the local miners, if you will. And I'm going to give you a little color on that as well going through this presentation. We will do that update in Q4. We will be in a position at the end of this year to start a pre-feasibility at Karma. Our other projects, that I won't read them all off there, but they're all very favorably located within these greenstone belts in West Africa and Burkina in particular. The three there, Yaramoko, Bisa West, and Sola, we have optioned those out to a third party recently to get work done on those, and we'll touch on that. We're currently at exchange listed. It says 70. I think this morning we were at 80 with a market cap of 63 or so. This is just a quick overview. This is our share performance, and particularly here from beginning of the year. This is when the NAMI discovery was announced. So you can see it had a big impact on our shares. We had a bit of a day here when some cheap stock came free trading. And we're currently up back in this area right now. So performing very nicely, lots of volume. Our average trading volume is about 350,000 a day for the last 3 months, so great liquidity, gang. A market cap of about 64 million up today, as they say. Fully diluted 120 for 84 fully diluted. Importantly, we have at the end of August about 8 million still in the treasury, and our NEV at 76. So still very good value for what we have, I believe. Recap, 90,000 out. 21 warrants, 7 options, and fully diluted 120. And we've talked about this, so I'll move right on that one. Okay, let's go to Africa. This is Burkina, where it's located, a landlocked country about the size of Switzerland, about 14 million people, fairly poor, but relatively safe, benign, great government, and it's bordered here by Ghana, Mali, and Niger, the main ones, and all producing countries in the gold space. So here's what's going on in the country right now. When we went in there in 08, there was no mines. There was a few people exploring, including ourselves. Since 2007, so that's about 2.5 years, there's been 6 gold mines opened up here. So I think that speaks to the prospectivity of the country and what I call a lot of low-hanging fruit. I'm just going to kind of have a review because you probably know many of these names. In 2007, the High River Toparco mine was opened up, currently doing fairly well after a rocky start. In 08, Etruscan opened up Yuga here, and at the same time, Semafo opened up the Mana mine over here. In 2009, we had Kalsaka opened up, the country's first heap leach by Clough Mining of the UK. This year, Anata and Avocet, a UK company, and the big one, Essakane, owned by IM Gold, which they acquired through a takeover process with Orezone Minerals. So, as I say, pretty good track record starting from ground zero. Our projects are shown on this side here, and they are located Karma here. We have Solna over here, Bisa East, Bisa West, Yaramoko, and Ligeti. The option properties are Yaramoko, Bisa West, and Solna. These have been optioned out to a third party, and we've kept these ones. I'm going to talk mainly, well, almost primarily, about Karma. And Karma is defined are these 5 permits here. For scale, that boundary right there is about 20 kilometers. So these are huge tracts of land, and they comprise 700 square kilometers in the Karma project. Our concentration is this area here. The resource that we have is contained within 3 separate deposits, the Rambo deposit here, the Goulagou deposits over here, and the Cow deposit here. They're close enough, i.e. within 7 or 8 kilometers of each other, to be considered as a single operation. I'm going to show you is basically just how we see this developing and in terms of a potential mining operation. So this is a close-up of the area we're working. The Karma deposits are in order, Cow, Rambo, and Tugulagu. The infrastructure, the city of Wayaguia is right here. There's about 200,000 or 300,000 people living here. This is a main highway down to the capital at Ouagadougou. It's about a two-hour drive, pardon me. Very flat land, as you can see. We've been working in conjunction with a local engineering group to develop conceptual mine layout, helping us develop costs and processes, et cetera. The concept we're working on right now is to start a mining operation at Ramble, which is small, 60,000 ounces, but it's high grade at about 4 to 5 grams. Then turn over to Goulagou. There's about 600,000 ounces at Goulagou and about 1.8 grams per ton at Goulagou. And finally at Cow, about 500,000 ounces of about a gram. We have a conceptual plant location nearest Goulagou, and a water source in a dam down here, which would basically back up the water in this water course through here. Good hard surface road through here, and lots of local skilled labor in Wayaguia or some of the villages. So our plan is to spend the next 4 months building this plan forward, rolling it out in conjunction with these engineers, so that by the end of this year, we will be in a position, if we want to conduct a pre-feasibility study on the Karma project, which is these three. The wild card in this whole thing is the NAMI deposit, and you can see where it is right here. It's about 3K from Ramble. And I hope I leave you with the impression, because I hope I am, that this really could turn into the center of gravity for this district because of the large footprint of gold mineralization at NAMI and the significance it might have. Whatever we find at NAMI, be it low or multi-million ounces, will get bolted onto the side of the project itself. So anything we get at NAMI is really accretive to the mine plan at Karma. So we're starting an airborne geophysical survey over Karma and our other properties at the end of this month. We're collecting pre-feasibility level geotech, hydrological, metallurgical, environmental data. We will do a resource update by the end of the fourth quarter. And we will, with third-party money, we will be drilling Yaramoko, Solna, and Visa. And these people are committed to $1 million expenditure this year. So all told, a ton of news coming out. And I think we should have that reflected, hopefully, in our share price. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.